All right. So, Peachy, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast. And we just met last weekend in La Union, and you have a very interesting story. You have a lot of advocacies, but like you're also part of, well, you used to be part of the Spirit Questers. So maybe you can like share your story with us, like whatever resonates at this moment.
My journey with Spirit Questers. So the reason why I sought the group is because since I was, as far as I can remember, parang less than a year old, I would have memories, really, really strong memories of what would interest me. And that would be always looking at the window and watching the planes go by nighttime. And when my parents left me dun sa relatives nila, just because they were fixing some paperwork in the US, I would really just scroll in the center of their house. There's a crack. So I keep, you know, crawling and just following the line. So my mom was like, how do you remember these things? I really don't know why. And then growing up, I would have what you call you emotional migraines. So right, we have the head migraines, but this one, some of the psychologists would say, oh, those are emotional migraines. So every time my parents would bring me to a party, I would end up really literally getting fever or high temperature when we get home.
Oh, wow.
So they figured out nung mga infant pa ako, like 1 year to 3 years old, until they stopped bringing me to parties. And then when I was about 5, I would really get upset stomach, especially when I'm going to school or when there's a lot of people. I felt right now, like looking back at it, probably those were energies and it really kind of overwhelmed me. So I was said to be like an empath. I would feel people's emotions and I would be dreaming about dead relatives, who some of whom I never met. And then I would be telling my parents some things that they would say. And they would be like, how'd you know about these things? Oh, parang grandma visited me in the dream. And she was saying to dad, like, bring her your favorite chocolates, niya, which I really have no way of knowing. And then, yun nga, growing up, I would be telling my classmates. And I felt like, okay, parang wala atang nakaka-relate sa akin, kasi when I talk about, you know, spirits, and when I, like around 11, 12, I'm already knowledgeable with, although I don't have a word for it, but it seems like it's astral projection. So when I'm sleeping, I would travel, you know, to the down or the first floor of our house, and then I'd be hearing conversations asking my parents about it. Tapos they would always blame me for eavesdropping pa, parang, kikinig ka ba? We taught you not to eavesdrop, stuff like that. So yun, parang paglaki, and then it became intense. Like, it intensified. I remember 15 really suffering from insomnia. And I had to do, you know, you take, kaya medyo early on, I really took to learn how to drink alcohol and really smoke weed and take downers, because I feel like it's a way of numbing myself. Sometimes I would feel different emotions and I don't know if those were mine. They were like suicidal thoughts and like intense anger. Ganun eh. Parang it kind of drove me crazy in teenage years ko, until there was one time around 17, 18, I really had a vehicle mishap, because I was taking too many downers and stuff like that. And I said, okay, this has got to stop. And then I tried to research, you know, about this thing. So more of parang psychic, yun pa yung Google ko eh. And then I tripped upon yung, di ba, uso pa yung PC.
Yung
group na Spirit Questers. To sabi ko, okay, there's a training. And then I just, you know, went to the training. My mom's like, aren't you going to study or something like that? I know. I felt like I need to be there when Tony Perez was holding this training somewhere in Cubao. I forgot the name of the hotel. When I went there, it's like, it's not really finding my tribe. It's more of, okay, so some of my unanswered questions, it's beginning to reveal themselves. And then I read more about the group. I bought some of Tony Perez's book in national bookstores. I read about their experiences and encounters, and at that last, and I said, oh my God, at least I'm not crazy. It's really hard, you know, growing up and then you don't have anyone to confide to, or my mom, naman, I can confide to her, but it's more of just like, because she's really the heavy church goer type of like, I'm not sure about that, but alam ko, inaalala ko, growing up rin, dinadala niya yung mga nuns and family, yung mga priests dito na parishioners. So feeling ko, she was trying to exorcise me back then. But I don't know, maybe she's just fearful about it. But yeah.
Wow. But I mean, like Peachy, like I'm curious, like for those that don't know about the spirit questers, maybe you could like, I guess, give a bit of a background on it. And also Tony Perez.
So spirit questers, they started around 1996. 97, somewhere there. And it started when Tony Perez was also teaching in Ateneo, like in the communications department. So he started opening up classes para silang extra curricular activities in the communication field, and they were holding parang emotional truth subjects, etc. And he was also teaching in La Salle back then, and then some of his students tried to train with him. So they were some of the few we would say elders, we call them elders, or first batches of spirit questers. So it was created back then, and to really teach about not only spirituality, but it's also a pro bono or advocacy group wherein every Saturday, volunteers or those who are free would be able to go out on quests. We call them quests. And we are called upon by what we call agents naman. We don't call them clients because it's free. We do our service for free. And then they would be seeking help. So most of these cases would be, you know, murder cases, you know, paranormal, supernatural, unexplainable, or sometimes just downright psychological yung ano, manifestations. So it was created back then to service those who don't know where to go to or who to call. Parang who to call Ghostbusters. But we don't bust any ghosts.
Yeah,
so we have three tenets. So we just believe in unconditional love and peaceful coexistence. So when sometimes it's always about driving away, especially in our culture, when we, di ba yung mga albularyo, okay, paalisin na yan, parang asinan. And most of us would be dialoguing. So in a way, we're kind of like negotiating between their world and ours. And we would also explain to the agents na it's more of a misunderstanding, like how we misunderstand other peoples and cultures as well. And we would say, oh, that's why they were offended, because you cut down the tree, which is supposedly, you know, their home, not just a house or an abode, but their home. And they retaliated because they're also like us. We all have different personalities and ways of reacting. So it's just natural when you take away their home and just disregard trees and mountains, etc., they would have to retaliate in that manner. So we work out things with them. And then we also respect, the last one would be respecting free will. So we, the same way that we can't force living beings to do something against their will, it's the same thing as we really don't. Even with spirits who you feel would need to move on, hindi rin namin sabihin, okay, go to the light, that kind of thing. So we don't push them. So we just project, you know, an love energy, and we make them understand that there's a better place, a place where they need to be. And of course, more of intervening through prayers of loved ones. But we really can't force them. So it's more of talagang communicating, just the message of peace, love, and also closure, I would say.
Wow, no, that's really interesting. And
that's amazing.
Right?
I love how it's love energy, right? I mean, so many things are really leaning towards that now. Even like heart math, right? What's it called? Having the brain and heart frequency together, right? They really are trying to push for that now all over in different parts of the world, I think. And it's in essence that, right? I would say heart energy.
That's true. like yun nga, when we were training in La Union, we said that the heart chakra, it's really connecting the lower elements to the divine or the heavenly one. So I feel like that's what really what the world needs right now. I know it might sound corny, pero it's always been our narrative ever since. When we lose ourselves into materiality and, you know, things that are of the material plane, walang balance, we feel that eh, na parang, okay, there's something off, di ba? Parang even, mm-hmm. even people who are not sensitive enough, they would find themselves, kung hindi parang off tangent, parang more of, ano, I feel like... Mm-hmm, exactly. So I'm not in my space type of feeling.
You shared with us who the spirit questers are, and you explained a bit of how you got involved with them. If you would be so kind as to share what mm-hmm. it's like for a day in the life of one of the spirit questers going okay. out on a quest.
Sure. Okay. So when we, let's say, for example, an agent would seek our help, they would either email, there's an official email or cell phone number. And then we have what we call a dispatcher. The dispatcher is the only person who would be first in contact with these agents. His or her role would be taking the notes and weighing whether we would take on the case. Sometimes kasi it's just a consultation. So if it's something that he could resolve right off the bat over the phone, like parang, oh, it's just cleansing, you can do this or that. Okay, so that's resolved, that's fine. And then if there are no more follow-ups, best. And then if it's let's say an urgent case or where we need to be physically at the place to communicate with the spirits or entities in the, let's say the home office or factory, etc., we'd go there. And since before it used to be like 3 to 4 cases on a Saturday night, but now we just have, or we try to space it na talagang, because we are only how many in the group. We do one quest or at the most 2 per Saturday. And then when we get to the place, say, ang binibigay lang to sa questers would be the details, like where to meet the agent, and then what you guys need to bring. But we always bring what we call our quest kit. So sa quest kit, we have our, let's say, tarot cards or other divining tools.
Protection, crystals, stuff
yes,
like that.
Crystals, yep. And then it depende on the fate or, let's say, religious affiliation of a member, they would bring protective implements or iba asame or iba study herbology. So there's also healing potions, oils, and
elixirs.
Different manners. So
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then we would go to a place. Then what we do first is we do scanning. So the reason why the dispatcher does not divulge or say even one thing about the case, because we would really like for the case to be authentic. So we tell the agents that. And usually, makita, and this is also a way of training the trainers, the trainees, na para if they feel they see the common denominator, most likely it's something that they've intuited and not only something born out of the imagination
bias.
Or paranoia. Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
So there's no backstory, diba? So mas ano yan eh, mas makikita nila, oh, okay, so that's what it feels like to get a psychic signal or to mm-hmm. have the psychic senses at work. And that makes them confident. And confident is also one of the key for opening up. And then, let's say we do the scanning. So we walk around the place, let's say a house. Na wala talagang ilaw kasi it's better to see or sense these things at the dark. And then afterwards, we kind of like debrief, parang sa labas kami of ng house, and then we talk about, okay, so what did you see? And then if ever someone saw the same entity spirit, they'd say confirm, parang ganun eh. It's a manner of confirming. Tos may taga take note rin. And then we would
read. Wait, one sec. Mm-hmm. By spirit or entity, it can also mean attachment.
Yes, it could also mean haunting or.
Haunting, yeah.
Mm-hmm, or
just
it
so
could.
For para lang for people who are not as. Into the esoteric, so they just have a better idea.
Sure.
So a haunting, para lang may idea din sila.
Mm-mm.
What would you classify as a haunting?
Okay, so what we would classify as a haunting is a, let's say, a spirit. Usually, nagiging malevolent na yan eh. And there would be, at dito mo na nakikita yung parang ala poltergeistic effect, things moving, things caught on camera, or even, na yan, uso CCTV, they would be recording these things. So, mas ano, pas, okay nga eh, kasi it's believable. They're, we're presenting talaga yung data na. And, so it becomes malevolent just because they wanted to get a message across or something really bothering them or probably the agent or the people. There's just miscommunication or things undone. Or paminsan talaga, it's just truly a malevolent spirit na who ended up in that location. So pag ganun, we try to sense the sin, pagiging sinister. Sometimes we encounter spirits who would be like trickster. They would communicate as if parang tao, parang, you know, everything's fine and dandy, but if someone senses like there's a you know, negative presence or ganun yung parang negative presensya nga sabi nila, we would try to read more into that and then try to para kami detectives rin in the way, so we would piece together the clues and what everyone has seen and detected and even do some reading about it and how it relates to the concern of the agent. So they would call us with a concern. Titignan namin if it's in sync, and if it's not, why does it not sync, or is there more to the story? Because sometimes the people too, they also leave out or omit some information for whatever reason, personal, and they don't want it to, you know, come to the fore. And we understand that there are things that are private, but sometimes those private things would figure out dun sa case. And then, so when we need to communicate then, so sige, parang we come up with the resolution and recommendations, what we call it. And then most often than that, we hold what we call a circle. So it's similar to what you, how you see it in, you know, Hollywood movies, na parang seansya. So we create a circle and then we also balance, depending on sa sign mo astrologically, kung yun yung element mo. And then we... sit down. So there would be a white plate na, and some candles. You light it up. And that means when it's lit up, the circle commences. And talaga parang right over left yung hawak. So we can't break the circle, so to speak. So we have to physically hold hands. And that would be, you know, entering into that understanding that we are communicating with you with respect kasi we greet everyone in the place. And then we would ask and say, okay, the agents, they are bothered with this and that. And we are hoping to learn about your side. So parang siyang courtroom in a way. So yun, we communicate. So paminsan, it would be a deceased loved one. And I feel those are some of the cases that it's really beautiful. Kasi you get to have the closure. And for sa akin, very these would be the cases for me that are most memorable or poetic in my, you know, in my opinion.
Nice. Thanks for sharing. That's super cool. Like right up the alley of Nikki and I, to be perfectly honest.
Really?
Yeah, we really, I mean, just to give you perspective, we both really got into, again, healing, like the Healing House and Millennium Cards, dowsings. We have friends that, one friend actually, I keep repeating this story, but we have one friend who was supposed to attend the Reiki healing session and eventually walked out a certified Reiki healer.
Oh,
kasi hindi niya na realize training yung the sign up.
So nakaka-Reiki naman, okay.
Nandun na siya eh. So parang hindi na, parang sayang naman. Pero tawang-tawa kaming lahat sa group na parang you went ahead pa of us. I mean, in the sense. But yeah, I mean, it's been quite a journey. I'm not, not to put it lightly, it's really been quite an interesting journey through healing, through all these, again, esoteric belief systems. Because I'm a Catholic, don't get me wrong. But I am not a Catholic that is blinded by faith. I believe that reality can be created through collective reality fields. For example, again, it's light, right? It's energy that is just perceived by one or a group. And I believe that collective prayer And not I mean, it can be the singing, it can be whatever you want it to be. That's the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing it together makes the manifestation of your intention stronger.
That's true. I definitely hear you and believe you. Kasi diba sabi nga, like the secret, right? If you've read or seen it, it has been the secret though for ages. But yun nga, parang we are just kind of scratching the surface. And I think somehow yung ibang physicists, especially the quantum physicists, they're trying to create, let's say, kaya lang ang hirap pa rin for science to present that to us. Kasi we are, you know, human beings, we are still concerned with empirical evidence. We need to see, okay, how is this science? But there is something called spirit science, and we still haven't presented yung viable peer-checked paper, that kind of thing. But it doesn't mean it, you know, it does not exist. Because if we have also collection of stories all throughout that's similar, that crosses, you know, trans-border stories into it, right?
Exactly. Schrodinger's cat, if you want to go science. If a tree falls in the middle of the forest and no one saw it, did a tree really fall?
Mm-hmm.
So, inversely, if someone perceives something to be a reality, does that not make it real? I mean, just to be, sorry, I don't mean to sound philosophical, but
Yeah,
diba, parang it only makes sense. Well, logically, the pattern macro lang, not in the nitty gritty, but in the basic macro view of it, it's the reverse of Schrodinger's cat.
Exactly. And it can be even personal, something like memories, concern, or love. These things, although love, they were my manifestation, but when you say you love someone, it doesn't make it unreal just because, you know, can't be quantified, or you don't have, you know, a physical manifestation of my love, but it's there.
Actually, even the non-physical representations of love, like selflessness, for example, is the weight is so much greater than, what is it? Diamonds, gold, and flowers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the selfless act outweighs any of those physical forms of love or physical representation.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, nga, about altruism. And like you said, ako rin eh, parang I was born Roman Catholic, especially sa mom ko. And then a good thing I ended up with, you know, parents. Now, dad ko, he's very open to these things, and I feel he has his encounters. But my mom nga, diba, syempre, parang usually our moms, their generation, would be like, naku, baka sa demonyo and that type, right? So, But when she understood na how I was becoming more spiritual with my advocacy with the spirit questers, and I keep telling him, like, these are the words of Conan Doyle, like, spiritualism, it is a religion for those who find themselves outside of all religions, like how we're experiencing it. While on the contrary, it greatly strengthens the faith of those who already possess those religious beliefs. So that resonated with me because I know I'm not dissing Jesus Christ. I believe in him.
Exactly.
But I don't want to be, you know, have these blinders and just living my life just because I know there are tenets and dogmas. It should be something that I know with my authentic truth. And it's also something that I know I'm doing because it's not only important. Parang I don't want to do it just because I would gain brownie points or won't end up in hell. Because I have to also live my truth and see if I fail, then I fail. But then again, I get up and I just realize what needs to be done. That type of, I know, thing, right?
You know? I'm right there with you. Yeah, I'm right there with you. That's great. Peachy, thank you for taking the time to talk to Nikki and I. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you. Maraming salamat.
Yes. And hope to see you guys. And kumare ikaw, you wanna, let's say, we do this for free in public workshops. I think Nikki has told you about it. And if you want to do it or want to, you know, hold one of these workshops for your friends, etc., we'd be glad to. Because sometimes these would be the workshops where, you know, we would get participants, you know what, I've been feeling that thing and I would really like to contribute, etc. So yeah, it's like also our call to the public na parang if you would like to know more and also like to contribute your, you know, psychic gifts through what we do, then we welcome you and we'd love to journey with you as well. Thank you.
Thanks again. This is great. Have a good night. Salamat.